before we get into the actual shiur, just a very cute story about the topic of the shiur. The letters on the cups were part of a game that we did.
Oh, yeah.
It was, we had that. So,
I know there was a shimon in the room or somebody put their name on it.
Right. So the topic listed on the chart was Hanukkah, which would be somewhat logical to do a topic of Hanukkah the day after Hanukkah. So I see this as, I gave it to the office. I typed it up and I gave it to the office and they made it into this flyer, etc. Do I remember what I gave it to them in July? You know, maybe I made a mistake in the math, etc. Whatever, I got it was a day off. Anyway, it's okay. It's like, I'm not going to do Hanukkah. I'm going to find a different topic. And we'll have to change, send it out, etc. So I go back to my list. So I said, I'll do Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech is a good topic. The traveling, you know, Tirgus HaDerech, don't. So I seem to recall I did that before. So I go and look at my list of what I've done. So I open a Parshas Vayigash, and I see I have for this year Chanufa, not Hanukkah, with a chav, with a pay. Now, pay and a chav don't look very different.
Right.
So the office decided to do me a favor and correct it. My obviously mistake that I wrote chanufa into Hanukkah. Well, I didn't appreciate the fact that they changed my word chanufa to Hanukkah because the topic is chanufa. So let's talk about chanufa. Okay, so what is chanufa? Chanufa is an act of flattering somebody for benefit. There's a medrash at the beginning of the parsha. The Medrash, beginning of Parshat Vayigash, it says, Vayigash, I love Yehuda. And he says, I'm going to, you shouldn't get upset. Ki kamoicha ki paro. I deal with you the same way I deal with paro. So Rashi brings it ready, and the Yalkut Shemoni brings that there are many different explanations of what he was trying to do with that. He was coming to say, I'll destroy your master and you. Right? So, it says, one approach is, You're like your master. He lies, you lie. You know, each one. One shot, he says, I'm trying to respect you just like I respect your partner. Now, he didn't necessarily have tremendous respect for him. So that would be an act of flattery. He's saying something which is not true in order to get some benefit. So the matter says, was this an act of chanifus? So the interesting matter, the matter says, you can do chanifus, tell your wife she looks nice, Shalom Bayis. Does she actually look nice? No, not the end of the world. Rabbi, she has a little Torah. You're allowed to be, the mentor says, you're allowed to be master to your Rebbe. Rebbe, your Pshat is Gevaldik. Teach me Torah. They tell you Pshat is not good. He's like, I don't teach you. Like, you know. So you're allowed to be master to your Rabbi. But a person is master of the Acherim, he doesn't get a Yeshua. Yehuda was not master of Yosef because Yehuda was compared to a lion. Okay, so this letter says he wasn't being mafla, which would fit with another one of the explanations of Rashi, where he wasn't saying something positive to Yosef. So, what's the discussion? So, let's just talk a little bit about this halacha of chanifus. So, interestingly enough, we don't think about it too much. It seems to be a musar shmuz more than a halacha issue. But the Chofetz Chaim, in his introduction to Sefer Chofetz Chaim, when he goes through the potential assays and lois assays that a person can transgress, when he says Lashon Hara, so one of them he says is there's the Isser of Chanifus, the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, it says, well, it's a Chanifa was the art, you shouldn't use this idea of Chanifus, and which will cause a tumor in the land. And the Sefer Yerayim says that's a mitzvah assay. The issue of the Torah to whatever we define as chanifus, this act of flattering somebody improperly, is that a person would do that, he's going to transgress a law in the Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim quotes this as well. Somebody pointed out in Mr. Brura, he seems to possibly say not like that. So Mr. Brura and Simon Kuflin Rav, the Mr. Brura goes through the person's daily his daily endeavors. He goes through a list of potential assays and those assays that a person should have to deal with, and then he goes through midas tovus. So he goes through be careful, there's mitzvah of havlarecha kamaycha, there's mitzvah to love the ger, there's an issue to hate somebody, there's an issue of nekama, then you have to be careful with the yisrael min amonis, and he brings the mitzvah of the Torah which goes with that as well. After he finishes all of that, he says, you have to be careful with Litzadis, and Chanifis, etc. Now, he doesn't bring a pasuk for that. So it'll be interesting, like, why in the Sefer Chavos Chaim he quotes a pasuk. There's no pasuk for Litzonis. He lumps it together with that. So that's a question. But the Ramban says it's a mitzvah say. It's a mitzvah lo say. It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's a Yireyim. It's a Ramban. It's a Smag. Not a Smag. It's a few other Rishonim. This is a positive Torah or a negative Torah commandment. It's an actual Torah commandment. To be careful. So, just to give you an idea of an example where this comes up, Ramosha had a tshuva. This is a very seminal tshuva on the topic of chanifas. He was asked the following question. So, this is the 1960s, so you can, you know, the flavor of the world. So, from shul, there's a person who comes to the shul regularly. His mother is Shomer Shabbos. He's not. He's a doctor, does a lot of favors to the people in the community, etc. And he's married to a non-Jewish woman. And they're not going to give him aliyahs because he's not Shomer Shabbos. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. The question, what they want to know, can they give him a psicha for the Aron? Because they don't give him any type of covid. So he's going to be insulted. He's not going to do favors to the people anymore in the community. He's a very prestigious doctor, very helpful for people. If we don't do something, we're going to potentially lose all of that benefit, etc. So Moshe says, this is a question of chanifas. You're trying to give him covid and respect because you want to get benefit out of him, even though he, as it were, was a person which would be, it's questionable whether you should be giving him. So he goes through a long tshuva about the topic of chanifas, and this is where the issue comes up. So the Rebbeinu Yonah, before going through Moshe's tshuva, the Rebbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, goes through he says that there are four types of people which are not zoicha to meet Hashem after they pass away. One of them is the people which speak sheker. One of the people who speak lashon hara. One of the people is people which are chanefim, that they're a chanef. So what are they saying? You know, listen, God can't take care of me. This guy's to take care of me, even though he does avers and Hashem doesn't like him, but I need him, so God, have him take a walk. And I'm going to be interested in him more, so I'm more worried about Buster Vadam than I'm worried about God. Right? That's what we're saying. So the Rebbeinu Yonah goes through, he divides it up into nine sections. Some of them are active chanifas, some of them are not, so that he knows a person has an avera. He says, don't worry, you know, it's not, you know, what you're doing is okay. In other words, I want to stay in his good side, so I'm going to tell him it wasn't an avera. The second one, the person says, he doesn't tell him it's not an avera, that when he says he's a good person, you know, people ask him he's a good person, so people are going to now want to go and make a connection to him, when really the proper thing to do was to stay away from a person who's doing avers.
Debbie, can I just clarify that?
Yeah.
It's not that you're telling the person they're a good person, it's that you're telling other people that person's a good person?
Right, that's number two. Number three is when you don't tell the people that, but you tell that person that. So you're not, as it were, drawing other people into the picture, which is a potential stumbling block for them, mm-hmm. But this individual is not going to change if you keep telling him it's okay. So you're supporting his rishus. That's number three.
Rabbi, how's that fitting with like positive reinforcement? There's like the whole mahalik today is
okay. Yeah,
hurting people.
We all the
chutzpin.
Well, you know, so, we'll see a little bit. If we have time. Okay. the fourth one is Mischaber L'Rosh, a person, the more it talks about, your Shofet was held culpable, the fact that he became friendly with the Melech Yisrael. It was a Rosh. So you have Yitzchak lost his eyesight, the matter says, because he was friendly to Esav. It talks about that now there's people that I could have protested. I didn't say anything positive, but why didn't you stop him? I don't want to stop him because he's going to be upset if everybody stopped him. So I'm scared to be moicha because I want to get a benefit from the person. So here I am again, as it were, because of my desire to get benefit from this person, I am not doing my responsibility. So in some way, that's an isur of chanifas. The person, the next level after that is there's a good chance he won't listen to you anyway, so I have a good excuse, but, you know, why not try? If it's obvious that he won't listen, you don't have to say anything, but the point is you're not sure. He says, the eighth level is, I know he's not going to listen, so I'm not going to say anything, so why am I staying with him? So I'm sitting in my social service, and this guy's speaking Lashon Hara, right? To the Beirut, right? So I really should walk away. I shouldn't hang around over there, but I want to walk away because they're going to think I'm a nerd. So I'm worried about what they think about me more than what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with. So right there, I can't be moist. It's not going to work. I know it's not going to work. But why are you sticking around? The last one is the Mechaber, the Rishayim, and Derech Shalom. I won't say anything good about them. I won't give them the covered more than what a very basic. But you have to understand the balance when that's appropriate and not appropriate. So Marcia had this question over here. Marcia said the based on the Gemara, there's two Gemaras which you have to take into consideration. There's a Gemara in Saita. Gemara in Saita says.
Let me just interrupt for one second. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The beginning of the saying all those fall under the getter of Sunday book. All 10 categories there.
So you see, like he writes the Sefer, that some of them are the bona fide Chanifus or Sheker or whatever it is. And some of them are like the Musser levels of that.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to say which ones, you know, where you draw the line in that. So there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says that the law is it's prohibited to appoint a king over Klal Yisrael who's not from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that because of the whole story with Hurdus, eventually there became a king named Agrippus. Agrippus was a person who had done Shuvah. He kept her, kept mitzvahs. He was the king, but he wasn't lineage wise. He was not supposed to be a king. He didn't have the appropriate lineage. His mother was not his father was not Jewish, etc. So when he came to learn the halacha, he felt very bad. So the Chacham in the generation said, "Achinu ato, achinu ato, achinu. Your brother, don't worry, it's okay." So Mor says that at that moment they did an aveira. That's an aveira. What they did of chanifus, and Kleisel was given a punishment because of it. So Tosfos says, "What was the case?" So the Ben Yonah brings the case, and Ben Yonah says the case was that their life was threatened, and still they have no right to say that because to misrepresent the Torah. For your benefit, to remember that's such a terrible avla. Even if it's going to threaten your life, you're clear to give up your life not to do that. That's how the Rebbe understands that Gemara. Okay, just take the idea of how chomer it is. Tosfos says no. If their life was threatened, it's mutter. So I have a Gemara like that. There's a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says, third parak. Didn't get to it yet. There's a Gemara says over there. There was a story that Ula was traveling together with this. This individual who was quite a dangerous person, and they met somebody along the way, and the fellow took him and killed the person, and ripped open the neck. You know, it's after the Morris says, and he says, Ula says, "No, did I do a good job?" He said, "Yeah, good job." Right? Excuse me, you're being mocked up to the rush, right? Because you're scared of him, you're saying he did what he was, you know. So this says, so what do you see? You see, you're not going to give up your life. Ula's life, you know, Ula understood that if he says, no, it wasn't right, that he's next in line. So it was life wasn't threatened. So because it's kind of the Sakana's Avashah, he's allowed to say that. So he says, you see that Sakana, you're not going to give to be, there's no Vera, it overrides the Vera of Chanitas.
Yeah, but that's not destroying Torah.
Okay, good. Well, everything's distorting Torah because if I say that what you did is right, I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with killing. It's also a distortion of Torah. Right? That's the problem. Right? So Tosfos says that if it's your life is threatened, chedivus is mutter. So what we're talking about over here, that they weren't threatened, but they wanted to stay on the Melech's good side, because if they get the Melech gets on their bad side, he won't, you know, be nice to the Jews anymore. We're worried about how he's going to play out with, etc. There's no danger over here, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. So that's the Gemara. So that's so Rashi says, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara over there is the issue over here has to be that there's a message being sent of that what you're doing is acceptable and it's not wrong, even though it is wrong. That means that there has to be the scenario always has to be this is the Morris paradigm of the case of Khanifus, is that the person is doing something which is an Aveira, something which is against the Torah, and you're giving a message that it's okay. If, however, I tell the person you can't get Aliyah in this shul because, you know, whatever. So why am I being mechab your psicha? Because you are doing some things which are nice. I'm not saying that you're marrying I'm saying it's okay what you did. I'm not saying that's okay. I'm saying that the fact that you've done chesed with people and you've given people, you know, the medical treatment for free, etc. We have that's still positive, right? So there's no message over here what you're saying that the person is doing that he's doing his whatever things he's doing doing inappropriate. You're not saying they're appropriate. So there's no chanifas involved in this case, and it's mutter.
So in other words, just to give him a psicha is okay, but if you were to honor him and his wife at like a shul event or something, that might be different.
Right, because then you're saying that, you know, this is his wife, and you're, you know, so you'd have to be careful how you play it out. But the point Rav Moshe is saying is that the issur chanifas is only if the message is coming across that you are in some way condoning the element which he's doing, which is inappropriate.
Give him an aliyah with the same understanding?
No, so Rav Moshe has he has earlier in the show he talks about why he can't get an aliyah. So that's a given.
Okay.
So once you have that, you know, point, I said there's no message over here at all that where you're saying that the fact that he married this woman is appropriate. That's not what you're saying. You're saying that there are things that you're doing which are appropriate. So that's an important point that Rav Moshe says. So any scenario, now the Rebbe Yonah is not like that. At least as a Mida Toiva, for sure, Rebbe Yonah says, even the things which he's doing which are appropriate, if he's doing something which is inappropriate, and he's going to say, well, people are just being nice to me, they don't, you know, I mean, they're ignoring my avarice. Right? If that's the message which he's getting, that's still considered chanifas, according to Rebbe Yonah. But Rosh is saying, halacha l'maisa, that's like a Mida Toiva, but halacha l'maisa, that's not a problem of chanifas. So, the applications nowadays, I mean, just they become extremely difficult. You know, you work with you have a Jewish partner who's, you know, you have a Jewish coworker, you know, so you have to be very careful with what message you're giving him vis-a-vis. Now, what's the status of people nowadays? There's a strong assumption that they're tinnik shenishma. So not doing something that they know is wrong and doing it anyway. So we're not coming with any type of complaint against the person that they're doing avarice. But on the other hand, I cannot condone the action as an appropriate action because of that. So what about if you're doing it with Tzarech Kiruv? You know, so this is part of the process of Kiruv. You have to, it's one of the things that they stress very strongly in the world of Kiruv. You cannot give a message that the person is doing something right when he's doing something wrong. Right? You're not able to say that because that's some element of your distorting Torah. You have no right to distort Torah. There's a Marshal, and this ends up with the Marshal. There's a Marshal which has a Gemara in Baba Kama. Baba Kama said that there was one point in time when some of the Roman leaders became friendly with the Chachamim, and they would ask them questions about Torah. So Tosfos deals with, you know, teaching Torah to non-Jews. Okay, we'll leave that for a second. So they came to the sugya about, you know, the rules if a Jewish animal gores a non-Jewish animal, etc. So the rules are that a Jew to a Jew, the first three times he pays half damages. If a Jewish animal gores a non-Jewish animal, it pays nothing. And a non-Jewish animal gores a Jewish animal, it pays full damages. So here we have these Roman leaders asking the Jews, so what's the law in this case? He's like, you pay full damages. Jew to Jew, not half damages. You lost, punter. So they're very nervous, right? So Morris says that that if they would have said the wrong answer, they would have been deserved to be killed. So the Marshal says, because distorting Torah, directly distorting Torah, is something you have to have a chiyuv of mesiras nefesh for. That's shot in the Morris. So we see over here it's even more, because they were directly saying, they would say the distortion of Torah. I once saw a tshuva from somebody where, like, he made a psak of heter, and many, many people ganged up against him and held that he was wrong. So he wrote a tshuva, and he says, you know, it's very, very easy for me to come along and say, you know what, you're all right. He says, but that's distorting Torah. I believe 100% what I'm saying is true, that it's mutter. So I just give in, because it just makes my life more convenient and comfortable. I'd be mamashring over this aveira. I'm distorting what I believe Torah is. I have no right. The Mashal says you have no right to do that if you do to the point that you're equipped much an effort for that. So I believe it's mutter, and that's what the Torah means. It's mutter, I gotta say that. And I'll explain to you why I believe it's mutter. But that's his introduction, you know. But he's sort of like, you know, like, why don't you just make life easier for Klal Yisrael and stop fighting, accept all the psak of everybody else, may say that it's awesome. He says, I don't show you, that's not an option. You can't do that. You're not allowed to distort Torah for any type of benefit.
Wasn't the case